From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says he was being sarcastic when he encouraged Russia to hack into the email server of his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, to find deleted emails from her years as Secretary of State. The Clinton campaign and national security experts denounced Trump, the real estate mogul seeking his first elected office, for urging Moscow on Wednesday to conduct what they said was cyber espionage on Clinton in the midst of the contentious U.S. presidential campaign. But asked about his comments on Fox News' Fox and Friends show on Thursday, Trump said, "Of course, I was being sarcastic." The dispute stems from Clinton's deletion of 33,000 emails from the private email server she used, rather than a government server, while she was the country's top diplomat from 2009 to 2013. Hillary Clinton is set Thursday to accept the Democratic presidential nomination. She's expected to tell Americans why they should trust her to be the new American leader when President Barack Obama leaves office in January. Clinton is the first U.S. woman to become a major party's presidential nominee and is the country's most admired woman, according to Gallup. Yet a majority of U.S. voters at the same time tell pollsters they do not trust her, conflicting views that have left her locked in a tight contest with Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump for a four-year term in the White House. Obama told the Democratic convention that no man or woman who had ever sought the U.S. presidency was more qualified than she is. This is VOA News. A day after Turkey dismissed more than 2,400 military personnel, its Supreme Military Council gathered in a hastily planned meeting for appointing their replacements. Turkey's military leaders must fill vacancies for 149 generals and admirals, nearly half of its 358-member contingent, who are suspected of being involved in the July 15th failed coup attempt. The early Thursday meeting brought together Prime Minister Binali Yildirim and commanders of Turkey's Army, Navy, and Air Force. Just before the meeting, two of Turkey's top-ranking generals resigned, Land Forces Chief of Staff General İhsan Uğar and Training and Doctrine Command Head General Kamil Basaglu stepped down. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has firmly rejected calls to reverse her open-door policy toward refugees following a string of attacks in the country within a week. Speaking to reporters Thursday in Berlin after interrupting her vacation, Merkel said the assailants wanted to undermine Germany's sense of community and the country's openness and willingness to help people in need. She said Germany firmly rejects that. She said the terrorists want to make us lose sight of what is important to us, break down our cohesion and sense of community, as well as inhibiting our way of life, our openness, and our willingness to take in people who are in need. They sow hatred and fear between cultures, and they sow hatred and fear between religions. We stand decisively against that. She called the four most recent terror attacks in Germany shocking, oppressive, and depressing, but not a sign that authorities have lost control over the situation. Referring to the four terror attacks in Germany since July 18th and deadly attacks in France, Belgium, Turkey, and in the U.S. state of Florida, Merkel said that taboos of civilization had been broken when attackers targeted public places where any of us could have been. Showing his face for the first time since his jihadist group was formed in 2012, the head of Syria's Jabhat al-Nusra, Abu Mohammed al-Jolani, announced that he was breaking ties with al-Qaeda in remarks broadcast Thursday by Al Jazeera News Channel. Just hours after al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zahawi gave his blessing for the severing of formal ties, al-Jolani said Jabhat al-Nusra would change its name to Jabhat Fateh al-Sham. He expressed gratitude to the commanders of al-Qaeda for having understood the need to break ties. The intervention by Osama bin Laden's successor followed debate after 2 years. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.